Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum invites you to enjoy life. Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. As you know, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is giving daily enjoyment to millions of people all over America. In offices and factories, on farms and ranches, in mines and oil fields, folks find that chewing Wrigley's Spearmint helps them feel better and work better. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum are glad that their product is proving helpful and enjoyable to so many people. And they're glad, too, that they're able to bring you Life with Luigi, because they know it's the kind of a radio program that millions of Americans enjoy. And now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes about his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in it.
Dear Mamma Mia, it's a beautiful spring of weather here, and I'm just to come back from a sitting in a park. It's a funny thing about a sitting in a park, Mamma Mia. If a man is to sit on a park bench to enjoy the sun, he's to call a sunbather. But if he's to sit on that park bench all a year, then he's to call the bum. But anyway, sitting in the park, I was thinking how we used to go to the beautiful park near our little town in the Castellamare. I remember, Mamma Mia, how once we went on a big picnic over there. You, me, Aunt Josephine, Uncle Pietro, and the 50 sandwiches. And I remember how when we was riding in the hay wagon and we smelled something funny. That's the one we knew somebody else who was to come along in a picnic. Yeah, it was Uncle Pietro Zagotta. And he ate all the sandwiches and the wax paper didn't even spit out the rubber band. Oh, Mamma Mia, we was so starved. But the reason I'm writing so much about these good times is because this Sunday, my whole night school class, we're going to big Riverview Park here in Chicago. Yeah, I'm here that they got a crazy rides like the Rally Coaster, the Hoop of the Loop, the Peanuts, the Hot Dogs, the Fortune Tellers, and a fat ladies. I know Pasquale, he's gonna want, I'm sure, to take his daughter Rosa with me. But I'm gonna think one fat lady in a park is enough. Oh, Mamma Mia, she's so fat. When somebody is asking me how big Rosa is, 5'1" or 5'2", I'm gonna say, I can't measure like that. She's more about a half acre. Well, anyway, Mamma Mia, it's now time I'm sure go to my night school and find out more about the Sunday.
All right, class, quiet, please. I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Here.
Mr. Howard?
Yeah.
Mr. Olson?
Hey, yeah.
Mr. Schultz?
You have to ask? Oh, thank you, fellow boobies. Oh, I'm so sharp tonight.
You're so sharp, Mr. Schultz. Let's see you answer my first question. Who wrote The Village Blacksmith?
Huh?
Who wrote The Village Blacksmith?
Himmel, all of a sudden I got so dull.
I thought so. Mr. Horowitz, would you tell us?
With pleasure. Longfellow.
His full name, please.
Certainly. Mr. Longfellow.
No. He had a first name. What was it?
It
begins with an H.
Horowitz. I got it. Horowitz Longfellow.
His name was Henry Wadsworth Longfellow.
Thanks.
I don't know what's happened to the class today. Mr. Basco.
Huh?
Perhaps we can take up the poem itself and get a correct answer. Will you recite The Village Blacksmith?
Village Blacksmith. All right. Hunter is spreading the chestnut tree. Hunter is spreading the chestnut tree. Spreading a chestnut tree.
Luigi, if that chestnut tree keeps spreading, it's going to be a giant redwood.
Jack, what's happened to you?
Well, I'm a sorry, Miss Potter, but maybe it's because we're all thinking about the beautiful time we're going to have it this Sunday.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that could be. I am already thinking of the fun I am going to have on the loop-de-loop.
I haven't been to a ride like that in years.
Yeah, you know, I understand they got something new now, yeah. You climb inside, it takes you 300 feet up in the air, and while you are spinning in a circle, you turn upside down and move backwards. And if you come out alive, you get your money back.
Well, in a way, I can understand why you're not thinking of schoolwork. Are you all bringing your wives?
Yes.
And I suppose you're bringing Rosa, Mr. Basco.
Oh, that Rosa is a barrel of fun.
Yeah, she's a barrel, all right. No, I'm not going to bring her.
Then who will you bring? You know, the school supplies us with 2 combination tickets for each person free of charge, so you might as well bring someone.
Well, I was asking Shelley Smith in Hamburgistana, but she's already got a date. But I'm going to find someone.
Well, don't worry, Levici. You got a few days yet. Somebody will come along.
Well, I don't believe in dating. You got to go out and get someone, Luigi. Luigi, have you ever thought of picking up a girl?
Picking her up?
Uh-huh.
What if she's gonna fall down?
Ooh, fiat duncan. Picking up a girl means you stand on a street corner and you give a wolf whistle.
Wolf whistle?
Yes, sure. Here, like this. Now look, a pretty girl turns the corner, so you pick her up and then you try like this. Ach, Himmel, I'm married so long, my whistler is poof.
Basco, what Mr. Schultz is trying to tell you, only in a not very subtle way, is that you might enlarge your circle of feminine contacts by attempting to be friendly.
Leave it to a school teacher to give the facts of life so nobody can understand.
Luigi, it's very simple. When we were young, we used to do it. You meet a girl and you say, just to get friendly, you understand? Excuse me, miss, but you look just like my sister.
But I'm a no got a sister.
Oh, and then you say, haven't I met you somewhere before?
Yeah, but if I'm a met her before, then I'm a sure remember her. No, I'm a no like this. I think if I'm a one a girl a should go with me, then I'm a should ask and that's all.
Luigi, honesty is the best policy, but when you're asking a girl for a date, you're not buying insurance.
Class, I think we should let Mr. Basco try his own approach. Now, are you going anyplace after class?
Well, I'm gotta go to the library.
Good. Ask the librarian.
And don't worry. Any nice girl would give her right arm to go with you.
Sure, Luigi, with your approach, she'll... Well, when you ask her, I'm positive that she's gonna... Well, if she don't go, don't blame her, Luigi. After all, a librarian needs both arms for her work.
Sir, this book is 11 days overdue.
Well, I'm sorry, miss, but I'm really finished with a book 2 weeks ago, but I'm not going to bring it back till today.
Why?
Well, I'm finished it. But then I'm a lend it to my friend Horowitz, who's a lend it to Olson. Olson is a let his wife read it, and I'm just a got it back today.
It did get around.
Miss, you think by lending out the book so much, I'm taking away the business from the library?
You do seem to be running a private little library.
Hey, you got a nice laugh. You gonna mind if I'm a like it?
No, of course not. Let me see. 11 days at 2 cents a day, that's 22 cents.
22 cents, sir?
Yes, you were overdue. That's a fine.
That's a fine, huh? Hey, you're talking like me, that's a fine. That's nice. Here, I'm going to give you a quarter.
All right. And here's your change. 3 pennies.
That's all right. You keep them here. I'm going to hold the next book a day and a half extra, and then we even. Hey, you know something? We both like to laugh on the same things.
Yes.
How you like to laugh with me this Sunday?
Oh, no, I couldn't.
Why not?
Well, I'm too busy. Well, I haven't been out on a date since Christmas.
Oh, since the Christmas, sir?
Uh-uh.
Mr. LeBaron, you better come with me. You're 4 months overdue. Oh, no, come on, please, huh? You're going to have lots of fun. They got all kinds of rides up and a loop and loops and a... And all of my classes are going to Riverview Park, huh? Come on, please, huh?
Well, all right.
Oh, good, good.
Oh, head librarian's watching us. She's very particular.
Well, that's too bad. She's going to have to find somebody else to take her.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
Hey, what are you doing with all those books in your hand? What's happened? You decided to get smart to wholesale instead of retail?
No, Pascal, he's a gentleman.
I don't care. Important the thing is, I bump in Olson today to tell me you're all going to Riverview Park together. And you're taking a girl.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, don't worry about the food for the girl. Sunday, I'm going to feed her a special breakfast. I'm going to give her 30, 40 pancakes. And I'm going to take along a little lunch. For you, 20 sandwiches.
20 sandwiches, mamma mia.
Well, the sandwiches, that's just for you. For Rosa, I got 3 chickens, a couple of loaves of bread. Oh, Luigi, you could have a whale of a time.
Oh, Pasquale, I'm a hate to disappoint you.
Huh?
I'm not gonna take you well.
What?
Please don't get angry, Pasquale, because I'm explaining.
Explaining me what? Luigi, just because I got 2 ears, don't mean you gotta give me double talk. Why shouldn't I be angry about, huh?
I'm not taking her, Rush.
All right, then she'll take you.
No, is it too late? I already asked another girl.
That's a treason. Who's the girl you asked?
Oh, she's a very nice girl. Yeah, she's a... Well, I asked her when I was in the library. She's a work over there.
Hey, wait, Luigi, you all mixed up. In America, you take books out of the library, not a girl.
So what's the difference? I already asked her. She's a gone as a date, and I can't take her.
All right, go. I can imagine the kind of a girl as to go out with you. Stupid look on a funny face to like bread. I bet she wears a glass.
Yeah, no, she's a pretty. Oh, she's so pretty. And sure, she's a wear glasses. And she looks even more beautiful. I'm ready to go out with a girl who's a wear glasses. At least you can see who she's gone out with.
She must have wore her reading the glasses. Wait till she puts on her look in the glass. Ooh, what is she gonna see? Banana nose, 2 eyes like a pumpkin of seeds, and a cabbage of puss on a melon head. All her life, this little girl's dreaming about a movie star like a Gregory Peck, Clark Gable, Jimmy Stewart. She winds up with a Francis the Mule.
No, Pasquale, you got no right to talk like that.
Oh, go away, Mr. Face only a mother could have loved.
Well, anybody could love me. If they wanna.
To love you, they gotta kiss you, and no girl would ever do that.
Is that so? Any girl would have kissed me.
Yeah, I got a money. Says no girl would have kissed you, and I started right off with this Sunday. $25. What do you say?
Well, I'm just a met her.
Oh, all of a sudden you're not so irresistible. All right. All right, it's a bet. $25.
Huh?
What's the matter, Luigi? You got a cold feet in your blood?
No, but I'm not a girl that... All right. Pasquale, that's a bet. If a girl is a kiss me, then I'm a win the $25.
That's
huh?
All right, only I gotta follow a little behind you just to make sure there's no cheat.
Well, all right, Pasquale, you're gonna be surprised. This is Sunday, your friend Luigi. He's gonna be Don Juan.
Oh, look who's talking, a Don Juan. The only Don you're gonna be is Don at 25 a buck.
Before we return to life with Luigi, here's a suggestion that millions of people find helpful and enjoyable during a busy day. Keep a package of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum handy in your purse or pocket. Every time you need a refreshing little pickup, chew a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint. Chewing on a good piece of gum really does something for you. This smooth, easy chewing helps relieve that feeling of strain and tension. gives you a bit of comfort and satisfaction that helps you feel better and work better. Then, too, the refreshing real mint flavor of Wrigley's Spearmint leaves a fresh, clean taste in your mouth. So always keep delicious Wrigley's Spearmint chewing gum handy. Enjoy it often. It's good and good for you. And now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in it.
Well, Mama Mia, today is a Sunday and I'm all excited to get myself ready for my date. First, I'ma took a bath. Then I'ma took a shower. And then I'ma took a shave that's so close I think I'ma took off all the next 2 weeks of whiskers. And then after that, I'ma rub on some special shave lotion that I'ma made myself. Yes, I got a cologne, a little alcohol, some wintergreens, rose water, a few other things I'ma find in my medicine chest, which I'ma put in and spilled up for good luck. Mamma mia, this is so strong, I'm sure you can smell me all the way to Italy. But anyway, soon I'ma go...
Well, Luigi, we are already accepted. Himmel, what is that smell? Luigi, don't you know it's against the law to burn garbage in the house?
Oh, no, sure, so stop making the jokes. I'ma made some lotion. That's my own brand.
Brand is right. You spill a few drops and it burns a hole in you. Luigi, when are you meeting your girl?
12 o'clock in the library.
Oh, Luigi, ain't it wonderful to be going out with a new girl?
Yeah. And Schultz, I'ma get a bet.
Huh?
If she's a kiss to me, then I'ma get a $25.
Himmel, are you going out with a girl or with Lloyds of London?
No. Pasquale, he was so mad. So mad, I'ma not take a rose, eh? Huh? He's a bet me $25 and no girl is gonna kiss me.
Ridiculous, Luigi. I'm sure a girl would kiss you, especially if you give her half of the bet. I'm only fooling, but why did you make such a silly bet? After all, girls don't kiss on their first date.
But why not, Monsieur?
Luigi, now you own an antique shop. Do you give out free samples to everybody? Well, Luigi, good luck anyway, and you better go alone. We stay away from you, and that will improve your chances.
Why?
Because 2 is company, 3 is a crowd, and 4 is an investigating committee. Luigi, stay away from us. Don't go on too many rides. Yeah, find a nice hideaway bench and park.
And a bench? In a park?
Sure. Luigi, that's called an amusement park. You want to know why? Because when you park, that's the amusement. Go ahead, Luigi, because it's late. And don't ask so many questions.
Yeah, but I should say, you think I'm going to win my bet?
Of course. And what if you don't? You couldn't have a worse time than me. I'm going with my wife. My Luigi, be like me, huh? Always happy, always laughing. My rheumatism is killing me.
You having a lot of fun, John?
Oh, yes, Luigi.
Maybe you like it to sit down, huh?
Oh, no. I sit so much in the library. Let's go on another ride.
Oh. All right.
I like you, a bushel and a peck. And if you don't get that peck, you 25 is going to buy heck.
Luigi, who is that fellow following us around all the time? He's trailing us as though he was the FBI.
Yeah, he's the FBI, all right. Fat the boys in institution. Come on.
How are you feeling?
Oh, Mamma mia, I think I left my stomach upstairs.
Here we go again.
Yeah. Well, I'm holding you now. Now, don't worry.
Oh, I'm not worried.
All right, then are you holding me?
Here we go.
Yeah. Kiss to me. Kiss to me.
Luigi, isn't this Ferris wheel exciting?
Yeah, look, we're going to see the whole country from up here. Look at those people down there. They look like a midget.
Those are midgets. You're looking at the sideshow.
Oh. You know something, Johnny? You're very sweet.
Thank you.
And we were... Well, we... We're so, so, so alone.
Yes.
Give me a little kiss, will you?
Look, there's that man in the seat behind us. He's bending over, see?
Yeah, I hope he's a fallout.
Hello, wise guy.
Yeah, hello, Pescare. Well, what do you want?
Ray, what's to happen with your library? Left to you, eh?
Yeah, don't worry. She's going to be right back in a... Please, Pasquale, why you got to be such a pest?
Just to protect my investment, that's all. You better do something fast. I think about 20 or 25 is gone by now. I told you no girl would ever kiss you.
Oh, go on away, Pasquale. Come on, she's coming back.
All right. Stop a pushing. And stop a wetting your lips to Luigi. They ain't a go to no place today.
You sure, Johnny? You don't want to sit down in a park?
Oh, no, Luigi. We're having too much fun on the rides. Want another bite of my jelly apple?
No, thanks. The last bite I took is still stuck in my teeth.
Oh, look. How'd you like to go on a boat ride?
Boat ride? They got a lake here?
No, there it is. It's called the Tunnel of Love. See?
Oh, there's a little boat to where all the little boys and the girls are going, huh?
Uh-huh.
And the bigger ones, too.
Yes. Nice and dark in there.
Dark? Oh, well,
what?
Well, if you're not afraid, I'm not afraid. Come on, let's go.
Right this way, neighbors. All right, folks, let's line up and ride the Tunnel of Love.
All right, here's the two tickets to Mr. Tunnel of Love.
Okay, step right into the boat. Now take the little lady's hand. That's right, now sit down. And off we go toward uncharted seas.
Oh, is it dark in here? Huh? Hey. Hey, Johnny. Hey, Johnny, where are you going?
I'm right next to you.
Oh, mamma mia, for a second I thought I was lost. Hey, is it terrible, huh? They charge you so much money for a ride, they don't want to spend 10 cents for an electrical light.
It's supposed to be dark.
Oh, it is, huh? Ooh, something is creeping on me.
Silly.
It's reaching my hand out to you. Luigi?
Huh?
I feel cold.
Oh, you do, huh? You want to wear my coat, too?
No, I'll be all right.
All right, so good.
Luigi?
What?
I'm a little afraid of the dark.
Me too. Yeah, but don't know what. We're soon going to be in the light, and then we can enjoy the ride.
Luigi, these rides don't last very long.
All right, if you like it, then I'm going to buy some more tickets till later, huh?
Uh-huh.
Hey, it's a funny kind of ride with nothing to do, huh?
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm got a good idea for a game.
What is it?
Well, are you sure you're not going to mind to play it with me?
Of course not. What's the game?
Well, you splash the water on me and I splash on it. Well, you have a good time, John?
Wonderful, Luigi. Best time I've had in a long time.
And I'm going to brought you home too late. It's already 9 o'clock.
No, it's not too late.
Well, I'm glad you have fun. Good night.
Luigi.
Huh?
Good night.
That's the word I'm going to say, the good night.
Good night.
Good night.
All right, a good night already. Let her go home.
Good night, Luigi. See me some other time?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Don Juan, how you made out, eh? I mean, I see no lipstick anywhere on your face.
All right, Pasquale, don't be so funny. I think I'm a coulda kisser if I'm a winner, but if she was so nice, I don't want to get a fresh with her. And I stop talking about a Don Juan.
All right, then I'm going to be Don Juan. I thought Don Juan anything but my $25.
All right, then I'm going to give it to you.
Wait, I got a certain party. I want you to get the satisfaction of watching this transaction.
Yeah, well, who's this certain party?
Who you think? The girl or you jilted? I'm going to call. Rosa! Rosa! Rosa!
You called me, Papa!
Yes, my little Paris wheel. Rosa, say hello to the disappointed lover.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Rosa.
Oh, Luigi, you look so sad. My heart is breaking. Here, I'll give you a kiss to make you feel better.
No, I don't want it. Hey, Pasquale, wait. Wait, I'm just the one of the best.
Huh?
Yeah, you better know girl would have kissed me, huh? Well, Russ is a girl.
She is not. She's my daughter.
Well, that's the same thing. Give me the $25.
Papa, did I do something wrong?
Oh, shut up, you face.
Well, Mamma Mia, I had a very nice day, and I met a lovely, beautiful girl. Yeah, her name was John. Only trouble is, the girl was too bashful. I'm almost lost my bed with Pasquale. Yeah, I'm almost lost because, well, Dana Rossi is helping me out. And even though I'm almost fainted, who was worth it? Because I'm got the $25. The next day, guess what I'm did? I'm took Rosie to the amusement park because she's helping me win the money. You should have seen what's happened, Mamma Mia. In the park, one fella was a bet. He could have guessed Rosie's weight. He said a summer number. Rosie sat down on the scale. The scale sat down on the floor. And now that fella's working by the peanut stand. Your loving son, Luigi Basco, little immigrant.
The makers of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to listen next week at this time when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his Mama Basco in Italy. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is directed by Norman McDonald. Mac Benoff writes the script with Lou Derman. J. Carol Nash is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hans Conried as Schultz, Jody Gilbert as Rosa, Mary Schiff as Miss Spalding, Joe Forte as Horowitz, and Jen Peters as Olsen. Music is under the direction of Lud Gluskin. Bob Stevenson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.